from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The ongoing connecting link construction on Algonquin Boulevard is forcing a small change on this year's official observance of Remembrance Day. Legion Branch 88 Sergeant-at-Arms Andrea Villeneuve says the roadwork makes it impossible to march from the armory to the cenotaph. Instead, the parade will form in the parking lot at Hollinger Park, and then a short march will make its way to the cenotaph. Villeneuve is also expecting a lot of traffic, so is advising pedestrians and drivers to be extra careful. The city's official Christmas tree lighting ceremony will kick off the holiday season next Sunday, November 17th. Mayor Michelle Boileau says it begins at 5:45 in the afternoon around the sundial at Hollinger Park. It's the 10th time for the event, so the mayor says the theme is Go Big or Go Back to the North Pole with a few new features.
We have the LaPointe sisters that are going to be doing a sing-along, bringing in some French songs, but also some English songs, so it'll be a bilingual act.
There will also be a performance from the Pat Picard School of Dance, free hot chocolate, a selfie wall, a food drive, and alpacas you can get up close and personal with. The federal 2 billion trees program has seen over 157 million trees planted in its first three seasons. Now Ottawa's announcing over $200 million for 30 new tree planting projects to quickly boost the canopy with another 150 million trees. Funding includes just over $1 million for the Canadian Forces Housing Agency to plant nearly 15,000 trees around private military quarters or PMQs across Canada. Another $1.6 million will result in 150,000 trees being planted along the Trans-Canada Trail over 3 years. Healthcare spending in our country is expected to reach $372 billion this year. That's just over $9,000 per person. The Canadian Institute for Health Information says it's anticipated to represent over 12% of Canada's GDP this year, the highest ratio ever reached if you exclude the first 2 years of the pandemic. The Institute says with the feds introducing both dental and pharmacare plans, expenditures are expected to rise as people who previously couldn't afford the services start to use them.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.